Uber got some mixed news today about its plans for self-driving cars. A judge in San Francisco ordered that Anthony Lewandowski, the engineer leading Uber's self-driving car division, cannot work on a key part of that program. However, the program will be able to continue. The engineer is at the center of a lawsuit against Uber from Waymo, part of Google's parent company, over whether Uber stole self-driving car technology. Meanwhile, we got word yesterday that Waymo will now team up with Uber's competitor, Lyft, to test driverless car technology. So lots to talk about in the world of ride-hailing companies and self-driving cars. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first, let's talk about this news today from Uber, or about Uber, from this judge in San Francisco. Tell us more.
Sure. This is not good for Uber at all. Mike Isaac from The New York Times has been all over this story. Let's work through the TikTok a little bit. First, you have Anthony Lewandowski, who is one of the most famous people in self-driving car technology, used to work at Google. He leaves Google to start his own self-driving unit. That unit is acquired by Uber, so he now works for Uber. Waymo from Google, that's the name of Google's self-driving car division, they sue Lewandowski. They say, when you left, you stole our proprietary information to start your own company, which is now owned by Uber. So Uber essentially has stolen our technology. And now you have this judge saying that indeed Lewandowski is not allowed to work on self-driving cars as long as the litigation is pending. So that in and of itself would be pretty bad news for Uber, especially considering all the other bad stuff that's been going on with all their accusations of personnel problems. But now Uber's chief competitor in self-driving car hailing networks, Lyft, is teaming up with its chief competitor in the software for self-driving cars, Google. So now I think Uber really is in a bind here. They are prevented from having their top talent being able to work on the technology while their two closest rivals move one step forward toward this stuff.
Well, why is that deal between Waymo and Lyft happening now?
So self-driving cars, I think it sounds like one big thing, but it's best understood as three big things: the hardware, the software, and the network. The hardware is the car itself, the shell, the body of the car itself. The software is what allows that car to drive itself. And the third, the network, that's Uber, that's Lyft. That's one company owning the capacity to connect those who wish to be driven and the cars themselves. And the big news here is that Google, which is one of the leaders when it comes to the tech, the software, is connecting with Lyft, which is the number two largest sort of ride-hailing company in the country after Uber. And so what this would allow them to do, it would allow them to work together on pilot projects, on product development efforts, and potentially get one step closer toward actually realizing this thing that we've been talking about for so long, which is a network of self-driving cars that could be hailed with the press of a button, essentially something owned either by a company like Google or even by a municipality.
It does make you wonder, though, why they need the Lyft partnership. Why doesn't Waymo just form its own company for ride hailing to go up against Uber and Lyft? It seems like that's the easiest thing to mimic. The software is probably harder.
Sure. I think that's a perfectly valid point. And again, right, there are three parts to self-driving: the hardware, the car, the software, the self-driving tech, and the network itself. Here's the thing. Networks are theoretically easy to build products for, but it's actually very difficult, right, to get tens of millions of people on your product, and particularly to get that product to work well. You know, Lyft has had years to perfect it. Uber has had years to perfect it. These are popular products. And so what Google might be thinking, and again, Waymo is a subsidiary, essentially, of Google and Google's parent company, Alphabet. What they're thinking is, it might be cheaper in the short term to essentially piggyback off of a network that already exists as we're sort of experimenting with pilot projects and product development efforts. I do anticipate that the most value will come from connecting these three things, from connecting the hardware, software, and network. And so eventually, yes, Google, Waymo might decide that what they want to do ultimately is to build their own network that competes with both Uber and Lyft. But in the short term, it might make the most sense, at least in terms of getting these cars on the market, trying them out, making sure they actually work,
right,
to just piggyback off of a huge network that already exists.
Derek, I imagine there are some Uber and Lyft drivers listening to us right now wondering, when am I going to be out of a job because they're going to turn these Ubers and Lyfts into self-driving cars? Do we have a sense of the timing?
No, we don't have a sense of the timing, really. I mean, it's clearly not months. It's clearly a matter of years. The question is it 5 years or is it 15 years? There are a lot of questions that we don't have the answers to that stand in the way of today when self-driving cars are merely projects in Phoenix and Pittsburgh, and when self-driving cars are, in fact, 10, 20, 50% of the fleet.
Right.
You have regulation that stands in the way, government regulation. You have popular perception of the safety of these cars. You know, right now when there's a car accident that is human, that's a human's fault, it's not necessarily a national story. But when it's a self-driving car's fault, we hear about it. So a lot of stuff stands in the way.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.